This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Whip out your joystick and get ready to give it a wiggle. You're here with Joy Drive's monthly video game gossip with Elliot Attard.
Elliot Attard, presenter of Joy's Checkpoint. Welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Warren. How are we doing?
We're very excited to have you here for our first ever gaming segment. And guess what?
Yeah, what?
We have been asking the Joy Drive family what their first ever game was,
whether it be a computer. Just to get us in the gaming mood.
I know, it's a solid question.
Yes.
Do you want to know what we've got so far?
Yes, absolutely.
So, Nurse James says, I was visiting my then boyfriend in West Hollywood. We went to the Eagle Bar, and instead of perving on the gorgeous eye candy, he wasted hours on Frogger.
Yes, I mean, Frogger.
Do you remember Frogger?
Yeah, Frogger is a great addiction. This is the game where you're like moving a frog across a busy road or jumping across logs and basically just trying to keep the frog alive. But there's been like a whole slew of like remakes of this style of game, even in the modern era. It's a great mobile game.
It feels like an iteration on like, why did the chicken cross the road?
Yeah, it basically like, frog is crossing. Yeah. We Why also is the frog crossing the
exactly.
road? We don't know.
These are the questions that I'm going to ask you, Elliot, so I hope you're prepared. We also had a message in from Brian from Camberwell who says, Pong on Atari.
Yeah.
Literally, I'm so new and distant from gaming that I don't even know.
I thought everybody knew Pong.
Well.
But what does on Atari mean? Is that like a variation?
Atari was a computer, an old computer.
Oh, okay.
And then came the Commodore 64, I think it was,
the
VIC-20. But
I don't need to be here. Warren's got it covered.
Brian from Camberwell, I was the same. And I'm going to give you, this is what it sounded like. That's it.
It's basically, imagine like ping pong, but on a 2D plane, and you're just moving like a single line, which is your paddle, trying to keep the ball bouncing.
Just twisting a thing and a line goes up and down on either side of the screen and a ball bounces.
I feel like that's going to be like a lot of people's original game because Pong is like a classic from when gaming pretty much boomed, like when it started. Like that Pong
from
is...
From its conception.
It is. Yeah. Cool.
It was also called tennis, I think, for some people. Like it was the same... I mean, is that all they could do back then, I suppose?
Yeah. I mean, you got to start somewhere. Yeah. Humble beginnings.
Absolutely. Elliot, what was your first game ever?
Yeah, it's a. I was thinking about that too. And, you know, my first gaming console was a Sega Dreamcast. So I'm guessing it was probably something like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
Or Street Fighter or like it's hard to remember because I grew up with gaming. I had an older brother. My dad was like into gaming as well, so when I like my earliest memories include a gaming console in the household, so it's hard to even pinpoint what that first memory would have even been, but certainly something within that realm.
I'm interested. Sonic the Hedgehog sounds far more interesting than Pong.
Sonic the Hedgehog is a bit more advanced than Pong. In fact, Sonic is a really fantastic family game that's having a bit of a renaissance at the moment because they've been having Sonic the Hedgehog movies. They just released towards the end of last year a new open-ish world Sonic game, so like a very modern Sonic game. So that's one of the franchises that has survived for like 30 plus years now.
Amazing. Elliot, we've got you in because even though Warren is an expert in Pong. Atari, we are not necessarily gaming people ourselves, and we thought that it could be fun for us and the Joy Drive family to play a game each month set by you, homework, if you will, and then we will explore how we played, how that sort of landed, could we do it, did we have the skills, but before we get into that, we want to know more about gaming and you, Elliot, because you're here because you're our expert.
Can I just clarify something? Like Pong, yes, I did start with. It's the only game I've ever played.
Is it?
So the only game. I think I might have tried Pac-Man or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's it. So we're on the same level, Em and I. We know nothing about it.
Uh-huh. That's fine. Like, you don't need to know much about gaming to get into gaming. And hopefully I can help some people and some of the listeners too. As you kind of said, we're going to set this kind of monthly gaming challenge every single month. And it'll be like a bit of a book club where you come in and we've all played it and we can chat about it. And certainly I will start off with something easy. This is not going to be, this is not going to be super challenging because I'm not evil.
Thank you. It's so nice to know you're not evil, Elliot. That's really great of a new guest. Yet. So before we get into the game of this month, why do you love gaming? It's clear even from these moments that we've had with you that you clearly love it and you're potentially probably really good at it.
Oh, I mean, I have my moments. I think everybody has, like, every gamer has their preferred style of game that they're decently good at. But the reason I kind of fell in love with games is, I think just, like, at a young age, it was just engaging, right? It's like you had so much free time in your youth. Some people, I don't know, chased hoops with sticks, and instead I was, like, on my little PC playing Doom or Diablo or whatever I was playing. But then, you know, as you grow up and as the medium itself matured, like, I discovered video games are just, like, another storytelling mechanism. It's like a film. It's like a TV show. Totally. It is, like, this thing that is as engaging as possible, because you're literally in control of the narrative that's unraveling in front of you. So it's like games can explore everything and anything. It is a huge medium. It is crazy how many video games release, like, literally every single day. So that's why I love gaming. They're just endless possibilities.
You're on Joy Drive. We are chatting to Elliot Attard, presenter of Joy's Checkpoint, in our new gaming segment, and we're going to find out why we should be getting into gaming. So let's say you're like Em and I, you haven't gamed before, people are listening, they haven't gamed before, why should we get into it?
Probably because you're just missing out on, like, a lot of things.
Oh, FOMO, yeah, literally only FOMO, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, there's a level of that, but I think there are probably misconceptions around gaming, right? Like, there is still some stigma around the types of people who play games or the types of people that games are made for. Yeah, it's childish or it's a bit of a boys club, you know, and maybe some of those stereotypes were applicable 20 years ago, but today they're really not, just because of the variety of what is being created. But yeah, I don't know. If you were to ask me why should I play a game, my answer would be, well, why does anybody read a book? Why does anybody watch a TV show? It's like, it's just a form of entertainment. And to section yourself off from that entire subsection of entertainment possibilities is just, I don't know, you are missing out on potentially things.
We've got FOMO. We've definitely got FOMO.
I feel like, yeah, Warren is super keen to do this gaming segment because the FOMO is real. We really feel like we're missing out. Do. Speaking of missing out, what's been happening in the gaming world that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, so I'm going to say that kind of the big thing that everybody's talking about right now is one of the highest budget TV shows have come out, which is a recreation of one of the most successful video games of all time. It is being made by HBO, which is the Game of Thrones people, and it's called The Last of Us. Quite literally, I think yesterday or the day before was the season premiere. It just started. This is a brand new show. In fact, Joy listeners might be aware of the name Bella Ramsey, who is the star of The Last of Us. They were also in Game of Thrones, because the news this week is they've come out as gender fluid.
Right.
So this kind of all ties into Joy. Like, I was quite happy when the news came out, because I'm like, oh my God, it ties into, like, all of my favorite things. It just works. But yeah, this is a brand new TV show. Apparently it's costing them like $10 million plus per episode.
Wow.
They haven't released the exact figures, but people are suggesting it is a more expensive than Game of Thrones to create this thing.
Wow.
And it is just a gigantic zombie infested global pandemic.
I don't know about that.
That might hit close to home.
It's called The Last of Us.
It is harrowing kind of storytelling, very gripping. And although we're only one episode deep, I'd say the TV show really captures the feeling of the game as well.
That's what you want.
There are two games in the series. They are probably some of the most intense video games you'll ever play, as far as, like, playing on your emotions and making you really feel things and be sympathetic and kind of, like, tearing at those heartstrings. It is one of those kind of experiences. So not for the faint of heart, but if you're looking for a way to get into gaming, a TV show is a good way to do it, because you are being introduced to the universe of gaming while just kind of sitting on your couch passively.
Just on that, on getting into gaming, I mean, one of the things that I think of is I think, oh, it must be quite expensive because there's so many different devices and consoles that you can get if you want to get into gaming. So if you do want to start and you don't want to spend a fortune, how do you do it?
Okay, well, I mean, I guess the quick answer to that is that games are across everything, right? So if you own a PC just to do work on, then you have a gaming device. If you own a mobile phone, then you have a gaming device. Like, games are everywhere and they're almost inescapable. I'm sure you've been introduced to games constantly, and you might be playing games without even really knowing you're playing games. Like the Wordle craze that took off, for instance.
True.
It's a game. Like, it just is. Everybody and their mum was playing that game. It was massive. It still probably is. Like, everybody knows what Wordle is to some extent. So games actually are quite accessible. Now, with that said, you can absolutely spend $2,000 to $3,000 on a gaming PC and then buy all the extra peripherals, headsets, controllers, VR devices to strap around your head. And yes, it can be an expensive hobby. Absolutely.
Absolutely. I would also argue, Elliot, that we are constantly playing the game called life.
Oh, Em, we are on the biggest, most expensive console.
Em, that's the corniest thing I've ever heard you say.
As if. I say corny stuff all the time.
We are asking you what your first game was that you started playing. You can send them in on 0427 569 949. Now, this one here says, the first game I ever played was Mario Kart Wii, which I got for Christmas.
Yeah. Absolutely solid choice. The Wii is when they really pushed for, like, what we'd call physical control schemes. So you'd actually hold, like, a steering wheel in your hand and it'd have the Wii remote in it, and you'd turn by literally turning the steering wheel in the game. Not to everybody's taste, but I think it introduced a lot of people into the gaming world as well.
Speaking of pretty much everything being a game, we've also had a message in that said, in the 70s, we played a game on an advanced calculator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yes.
It was huge and it got faster and faster. We used two fingers and I think we tried to match numbers, but it was so long ago.
I don't know what that game is.
Well, it's on a calculator. That's pretty cool.
That's very cool. People have been playing video games on pregnancy tests. Like, anything that has a screen, somebody will hack into or modify to allow you to play. Yes, way. Absolutely.
How cool.
We are chatting with Elliot Attard from Checkpoint on our new Drive gaming segment. Now, Elliot, can we get into the big stuff?
Yes.
Our homework for the week. And Joy Drive family, we want you to have a go at this as well if you're not already into gaming. And then we can come back and we can all compare notes next time.
Yes. This is going to be fun for me. I do get to feel like a teacher. I get to set homework.
Yes.
I get to reprimand you if you don't do it next month.
You said you're not mean.
Yeah.
I said that'll change as well. Game number one. So we're kicking this off. It's the start of 2023. So let's do one game a month for the year. And I think this will be really fun. Game number one is a video game that I've chosen by the name of Sayonara Wild Hearts.
Sounds fun.
The reason I've chosen this, first and foremost, is because it's really accessible. The game is everywhere. It is on PC. It is on Mac. It is on PlayStation, Xbox, Nintendo Switch. And here's the key. It is on Apple phones. So I know both of you own an Apple phone, which means at the very least, both of you are able to play this game.
In other words, we will do our homework.
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
I'm going to force you to do this.
How do we spell it? Sayonara Wild.
So that is Sayonara. And then Wild Hearts, kind of how you'd expect.
Okay.
This is a pop album video game. It is made by a Swedish developer, and it is so in sync with kind of Joy's sound as well. It is very upbeat, lively. You're basically playing through a album release, but virtually. And it tells this story of this young woman who is kind of going through heartbreak. It is very ethereal. It's super beautiful. And also key here is that the game is as difficult as you want it to be. So, for instance, if you want to challenge yourself with Sayonara Wild Hearts, you can. You can try to get gold in every single stage, every single song.
Okay.
But if you're not so much about that lifestyle or you're new to gaming, the game does nothing to punish you for just kind of watching it as well.
Oh, okay.
Will you punish us if we don't get gold?
It doesn't matter. You can finish the game. You can play all the levels. You don't have to get Gold Warren. It's fine. And that's why Sayonara Wild Hearts, I think, is going to be a really good opening for a lot of people. It's also just fantastic. I absolutely adore this game. It actually won a BAFTA as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's done very well for itself commercially and critically across the board. Yeah, people really respect this game. And that'll be your homework, Em.
So we have a month to play Sayonara Wild Heart. If you would like to play along at home, you also can. Then Elliot, you will join us monthly.
Mm-hmm.
Not only will we unpack how miserably or exceptionally we've done
probably
this
miserably,
game,
but doesn't matter.
We will then get more homework, and there'll be 12.
Correct. Yeah.
Amazing.
Before we let you go, my first game was Alex Kidd on the Master System. That's from Colby.
Oh, thanks, Colby. Colby, I know who you are. Alex Kidd,
and
great shout out.
Simon says, my first computer game was actually Pong. We bought an original Atari 64 console when I was young. That's how I had one of those as well. And it was Pong. We love Pong. Pong was great.
Pong. That's the takeaway from today's show, obviously. Pong.
Sure is. Elliot, we cannot wait to play Sayonara Wild Heart this month and also to have you on the show monthly. So thank you so much for joining us.
No, thank you so much.
Yeah, Elliot Attard is a presenter and producer of Checkpoint, which is on Saturdays 2 till 4 right here on Joy.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.